Yeah, they say Dublin's a dangerous place to go eating and drinking, and occasionally they're proven correct, yeah.
He's in the Daniel Day-Lewis of coming up with excuses.
When I commit,
live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
OTB GAA. The Football Pod on Off The Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
Hello there. It's a massive week in the intercounty Gaelic football season. Last weekend we had the four National Football League finals, and on Monday's episode of the Football Pod, which is free, we discussed the fallout from them. This weekend, the 2024 Senior Football Championship begins with nine provincial ties, taking place in London, New York, and in all four provinces. Thankfully, we've got two episodes of the Football Pod for you every week this season to get through it all. You can listen back to Monday's show now, or check out our members' exclusive pod, which is available right now and looking ahead to the weekend. You can become a member at offtheball.com/join or download the Off The Ball app and use one of your three free listener tokens each month to check out the Football Pod. We'll jump into a chat here in regards to all the injuries and the complaints that we're hearing each week from intercounty managers at the minute. James has a theory about it all.
I wonder, yeah. Is there, like, do you know what all the injuries and fellas breaking down, there are a lot of kind of gym heroes in the GAA these days where they're animals in the gym, and it leads to problems at some stage down the line. And I even see fellas going in with Kerry and other young fellas going into to county panels. They're not fully developed. They're young. They're not frail, but they're slight. They need to obviously put on a lot of weight and a lot of muscle at some stage. But is there a rush to get these fellas
as big as possible,
do you know? And next thing, they're pulling hamstrings off the bone, and their hips are out of line, and it just leads to problems. Whereas if you see kind of in other sports, soccer especially, they kind of take a couple of years to get up to that level. Do you know, they kind of put up with, right, you're not going to be physically strong for your first year or two. You'll have to come up with other coping mechanisms. But in the GAA, I think it's a case of get him in the gym as much as possible, double his leg size, get as heavy a bar on that hip thrust as we can do, and get him
hip
up
thrust,
to speed. And
geez.
I wonder, does that you know, lead to problems down the line? Because how can you have 21 injuries? How can that happen?
That is a lot.
It's an interesting point, and you'd imagine that the amount that's invested and how far it's come with sports science that this is all nailed. But say, for example, we were to take young Conor Bradley, who has now broken in with Liverpool, and imagine the stars that aligned in a slightly different way. Do you reckon if Conor Bradley was now playing in the half forward line for Tyrone, he'd be
twice
a much
size.
Bigger frame, twice the size that he is now? Because, like,
he's like,
and I know it's a different sport, I know it's a different game, but, you know, his body shape hasn't really changed. I don't think it will change that much.
It will change slowly. And they'll probably do it in a progressive way rather than he has to go from 0 to 100 in this off season so he can play.
I think there's
a bit of that culture at the moment.
What do you make of that, Paddy? Because I always remember when, like, John Small was our freshers captain, and just knowing that, and as John Small is built a certain way, but knowing that he was in doing a lot of work in the background with Dublin and the senior squad for about a year, 18 months before he really broke through. And I know he's an animal and he's a different type of player maybe than others and the frame of him. But Smalley and the Dub seemed to just nail his conditioning in the 18 months before he broke through and kind of held on to his position.
It's not just John. Like, you look at Conor Callaghan, Paul Mannion obviously had a year out. Both of James McCarthy. That was, I know Jim's approach with it. We would have brought through kind of the most promising minors and under 21 players onto the squad for basically two seasons. I remember, like, Conn came onto the Dublin team in 2016 on the squad because we could see that this guy's got to be exceptional. But there was no chance he was going to play in those first 12 months. But he'd trained with us the whole time. He'd play training games, and he would struggle because physically he's not at that level yet. But it was, the whole premise was this was a longer-term approach. Brian Howard was the same. The best young guys were brought into the senior squad and were allowed to learn everything from it, immerse themselves in it. They weren't told at the start. Like, Jim didn't sit down and go, you're not going to play this year. You know, if you have an exceptional season, there's every chance you can. But it was definitely with a view to allowing them time to develop and just get used to the standards and the physical requirements, because it's a massive jump. We've spoken about this before. You know, being a star player at minor or a club level, you need to probably have that to start with. But this jump up to senior inter-county, and particularly in you know, for Dublin, we're trying to win All-Ireland, is absolutely massive in terms of your body trying to deal with it mentally, just the speed of the game, the pressures that are coming up, but physically being able to train Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then the games and recovery and stuff like that, it is a big ask. So, you know, who would have
Conn made his debut in 16, so do you reckon he was Imogee in 15?
No, he came in 16, or just played in a Leicester Championship game or something, did he?
A couple of games,
that was
it.
You have to remember those games were like fucking training matches. You know,
Leash. 17. He made his debut against Leash.
17 is his breakout year. He went on an All-Star.
Yeah.
And Howard was the same. So they would have been in maybe kind of trial games and stuff the end of 15 before the 16 season. And they would have been in the squad for the whole 16 season doing everything that we were doing. But that would have viewed to, you know, you need to build your body up to really start playing. And then Conn at 17 goes bananas. And Howard is probably maybe a year later. But, you know, very few players. We like Kilkenny and McCaffrey came in for us in 13. They were outstanding players. And they kind of went straight in. Clifford, obviously, with Kerry, went straight in from his side of things. It's very rare that players will come out of minor or 20, particularly at minor now that it's gone to under 17, but under 20s and go straight in with the team, because the physical demands are massive. And counties just have to take time with them, but some counties don't have the time. You know, we expected when Offaly won the under 20s that they were going to have this influx, and it's very difficult.
Taking time.
It does take time.
And more on that, James, we might come back to that because I do think it's interesting.
Well, I mean, the main injury that's going around at the moment is that hamstring. Every hamstring tear
seems to be...
hips
and hamstrings, isn't it?
A grade 3.
Yeah.
Or the tendons come off the bone. I said, well, it was never happening.
Could it be the pitches? Could it be the type of running that... Like, we've heard the amount of training Jim McGuinness is doing, the amount of sessions Davey Burke has had. Could it be the bad pitches and dogging them too much? Like, what could it be like?
It could be a combination thing. It's very easy for us to sit here and say this is the problem, that's the problem. But I mean, I think the training is so scientific, especially the running. Your high speed meters are measured in terms of your overall distance of the sessions measured, your high speed meters, and then your sprint meters are measured. How many accelerations you had. Like that is measured to a T. And if you've done too much, they'll pull you out of the session. They do monitor that side of things. And then you'll only do a certain amount of kilometers in a week. And of that, you'll only do a certain amount of high-speed meters in a week. So all that stuff is monitored very well. But I just think that there could be some correlation in terms of getting these fellas ready to play. As Paddy said, it's such a step up in physicality. You can't just go and be good if you're too slight. But at the same time, I think we need to delay that process of getting them absolutely huge. Because it seems to be changing a small injury into a tendon or grade 3 tear. And it seems to be happening a lot. The amount of fellas I see around the place in hamstring braces at the moment, crutches and hamstring braces, hamstring surgeries, they've just gone off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I suppose as well, fellas are now starting to get into the gym a lot younger, which is probably the right thing, as opposed to, I know that, in the last couple of years, Kerry have really zoned in on the minors and the 20s, getting them doing the Olympic lifting, the power lifting early, just to get their technique spot on. So they're not going to become these huge, bulky athletes. They're going to be powerful, lean athletes, which is probably...
Which that's what the game demands.
More conducive. It's probably better for injuries. It's if these fellas are just huge, like you're not talking 90 kgs of muscle, and next thing you're sprinting, stopping,
you can't
completely the other way. That's
you can't
when you're
sustain
probably
that
getting
in
into
Park.
Massive.
Like Crow Park is just you have to be agile. Your agility and your long speed running, all that side of things. If you're just a big fucking muscle mass, you ain't.
You're no good to know.
You're no good come June, July in Crow Park. You might be fine in fucking Cusick Park and Ennistair in January, but that'll be the height of it. Like.
Jesus, I played a game last Wednesday and my hips still aren't right, so maybe I'm not in the gym.
Too much Olympic lifting, Tommy, that's the problem for you.
I don't know about that. Okay, so 9 championship games on the opening weekend.
The Football Pod on Off the Ball.
In partnership with AIB.
Proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship.
Check out #thetoughest for more.